Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being with us today. If you're new to these, we spend just a few minutes every single day, and our hope is to be encouraging to you. And if you've been around here a while, you know that we love you guys. And if there's ever anything that we can do to pray for you, whether you're new or been around a while, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be honored to join you in lifting that up. Well, recently, my friend Corey gave me a great idea for today's podcast. She's a teacher, and she talked about the connection between intentionality and the results that happen in a classroom. She was talking about the idea that when students listen, and when they pay attention, and when they limit distractions, and they watch the teacher, and they do their homework, and all of those things, that what begins to happen is they perform at a higher level academically. And that's true in my own story. I mean, honestly, between middle school and high school, I was a terrible student. I did not apply myself. I just sort of coasted. And it probably wasn't until my sophomore year of college that I learned the value of, hey, if I actually read the book, if I actually do my homework, if I actually pay attention and look over my notes before a test, things improve. Well, think about the connection between that and our spiritual lives. Can you imagine what happens when we pay attention? What happens when we drive out distractions? What happens when we make it our life's goal to stay close to God? Can you imagine what that does in our spiritual lives? Well, in John chapter 15, when Jesus is teaching, he used this powerful analogy of the vine. In their day, they would have been so familiar with vines, and they would have been familiar with the trellis, the thing that would hold the vine up and to help it produce more fruit. And what's interesting is what Jesus says in John 15 applies so much to this idea of staying close. He says in John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. And then he goes on to say in verse 5, he says, yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches, that those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. This is almost as if Jesus is saying, look, if you stay close. Jesus' way of saying, if you pay attention. Jesus' way of saying, hey, if you stay near me, you're going to bear much fruit. But once you drift, once you wander, once you get distracted, once you start taking this for granted, you're going to do nothing. And so my encouragement for you today is to think about this idea of staying close to God. There's a couple of thoughts around that. One is that it's relational. For us to stay close to God means that we need to be in a relationship with Him. To try to live the life of Christ without walking with Him is just empty. It's bankrupt. It's not going to work. And so every single day to make investments, deposits in our relationship with Him. Another thought that comes to mind is that we realize that if we're not in relationship, we can't produce those same kind of results. You can't fake it. You can't act like you've got true life. It's just not possible. You might try to get away with it for a while, but it's just empty. But a third reminder is that this kind of living requires us to realize I can't do this myself. That there's something about having the posture of a student that says, I don't know it all, I don't have it all figured out, but I'm going to stay close to the one that does. I'm going to remain in Him. I'm going to abide in Him. I'm going to stay close. And the fourth reminder is that when we do, there's going to be results. There's going to be tangible fruit. There's going to be a difference in our life. We're going to start seeing love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the fruits of the Spirit working in us coming to the surface. One of the things that I was reminded of as I was just thinking about today's topic is Brother Lawrence, who lived a long, long time ago. He had this phrase that has stuck, and it's become a phrase that many people have written about, this idea of practicing the presence of Jesus, practicing the presence of Jesus, to ever keep Jesus in front of us throughout our days, day after day, day after day, day after day. And as we do that in subtle ways, in bold ways, in little ways, in big ways, I believe God speaks to us. And so just like Corey loves it when she's got students that are dialed in and leaned in, I think there's some benefit in the spiritual life when we say, God, I want to drive out distractions and I want to practice your presence. I want to remain in you. Man, I hope that encourages you today as much as that thought encourages me. God, I want to stay close to you today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.